Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 Medium Wave and on 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The High Court nullifies the Kwekwe Central election results and orders the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to run another poll in the constituency in 10 days. But ZANU-PF lawmaker Masango Matambanadzo is contesting the ruling.
As it stands, this order is in operation and ZEC must comply with the order of the court and must set a date for the election within 10 days.
A cabinet is expected to discuss an audit report looking into illegal land allocations and construction in Seke and the satellite town of Chitungwiza before proceeding with expected demolitions. Residents vow to block the demolitions.
If this report has content which is not pro-people, we will not accept any report of that nature. Our position as Chitrest is clear that we are against and will always be against any form of demolition of any property in the town.
And angry clients besiege the Metropolitan Bank in Mutare, protesting the finance house's failure to meet its obligations, including dispensing cash.
Kwekwe Central House of Assembly member Masango Matambanadzo says he's contesting a High Court ruling yesterday nullifying his election to Parliament in the disputed July 31 polls. The High Court also ordered the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to run another election in the constituency in 10 days. Correspondent Taurai Shaba has more.
Matambanadzo told Studio 7 over the phone that he has instructed his lawyers working together with ZANU-PF attorneys to contest yesterday's High Court order declaring the Kwekwe Central seat vacant and compelling the Zimbabwe Election Commission, ZEC, to start preparing for a fresh election which should be held within the next 10 days. The ZANU-PF lawmaker said he is contesting the decision because he was not served with the petition papers from the plaintiff, Blessing Chebundo, of the MDCT. Chebundo had approached the High Court, sitting as an electoral court, to nullify Matambanadzo's victory in the July 31 polls, citing what his lawyer said were several irregularities. High Court Judge Andrew Mtema granted the order in default. Matambanadzo's lawyers failed to attend the hearing. Attorney Tatenda Zishiri, who is working with colleague Nomo Hlabano in representing Chebundo, told Studio 7 that they expect ZEC to comply with the High Court order for an election to be held in 10 days, even if Matambanadzo's lawyers apply to the High Court seeking a rescission of the order. Only a court interdict can stop ZEC from running another election, said Zishiri.
If they do make an application for rescission of judgment, that won't be a bar for ZEC not to comply with this court order, since an application for rescission of judgment does not suspend the operation of the order given by the court. As it stands, this order is in operation and ZEC must comply with the order of the court and must set a date for the election within 10 days.
Several MDCT candidates who lost in the July 31 national elections have appealed to the court saying the results were not credible. The irregularities they cite include a shambolic voters' roll, the high number of people turned away from the polls, intimidation by some traditional leaders, and the high number of people who were given assistance in the voting booths. Some opposition candidates have also withdrawn their petitions. The MDCT formation maintains the July polls were rigged in favor of President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF party, which denies the allegations by the opposition. Reporting for Studio 7 from Gweru, this is Taurai Shawa.